and I have also collected its evidences in every conceivable form, in physical terms, in documentary terms, in circumstantial terms, and they have executed organized conspiracies, nearly 12 conspiracies since September 2001, and since 1979, of course, nearly 20 conspiracies on my life to kill me or more. And so they were organized conspiracies, and organized conspiracies have their own evidence.
So ma'am, if the entire world is on one side and you on the other side, you know, I mean, if we say it's a huge big thing, I mean, surviving it must be, I mean, do you think that this filing of an application is another attempt to survive?
Look, I have never said that the entire world is on one side and I am on the other side. You are saying that. I am talking about the organized crime. The most contemporary, modern, and sophisticated organized crime run by the secret services and the governments and their think tanks. So that organized crime has to be the most sophisticated and the most powerful. You understand, organized crime does not exist merely today as it did 200 years ago in isolated pockets. It has been an expansionist entity and a criminal entity, and therefore it has expanded.
No, if they're this strong,
they have expanded criminally and secretly and spread their tentacles almost in every area and every walk of the society. And today, of course, with the help of the computers and internet, the entire globe has shrunk to become a village almost. And so they have acquired the control of the entire globe through literally the pressing of one computer switch, you understand. So their infiltration and today their strength and their membership is extremely vast, you understand? And it is not the question of world against me. It is the fact of organized crime, that it is an infiltrational and expansionist entity. It's a criminal entity. It expands itself secretly, without advertising, of course. And anybody, and it has been extant for 200 years in the world, so you can imagine how much it must have expanded. And I have the evidence of its expansion almost all over the globe, in almost every area and walk of life. So it's not the world versus me. It is the fact of the organized crime's expansion, which it is supposed to be. The character of the organized crime is to expand secretly, and it has expanded in last 200 years. And it is supposed to be a ruthless entity, it is supposed to be a secret entity. So nobody is going to speak about their being the member of organized crime or organized crime existing in certain area or in predominant areas of the world, unless you become a witness or a victim rather, and you are allowed no opportunity but to survive and speak about it, then only can anybody speak. Otherwise, nobody would speak about it. So,
ma'am, many say, you know, I mean, all this, whatever you are speaking, is because of a lot of bitterness against the film industry. How far is it true?
Why should I have bitterness against the film industry? I had worked there for 10 years. I was happy. I was extremely happy.